Now, Tehran says it is seriously pursuing its complaint against the U.S. government over its denying a visa for Iran's newly appointed envoy to the United Nations. Iran's foreign ministry spokeswoman Marzia Afram said the issue is being followed through diplomatic channels at the U.N. She added that the U.S. has violated the international law as well as an agreement between the U.N. and Washington. Earlier, Iran's deputy foreign minister Abbas Araghchi said Tehran is not considering a replacement nominee for Hamid Abu Talibi. Washington accuses the Iranian diplomat of having a role in the takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran back in 1979. We're going to cross over to Denver now. Joining us is Professor Ibrahim Kazaruni. He's with the University of Denver. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, as the Iranian foreign ministry spokeswoman pointed out, what the U.S. is doing at the moment is in violation of international law. The U.S. is obligated to provide this platform where all members and delegates of every nation that is member to the U.N. can come and have and say their piece. However, the U.S. is not allowing that to happen. Why do you think that is so?
Well, let's be clear, first of all, that United Nations Headquarters Agreement, which was signed in June 26, 1947, clearly indicates the Section 11 of the Headquarters Agreement prohibits the United States from imposing any restriction on the travel to United Nations by representative of UN members. It's, and there is no exception to that particular section. United States is appealing or citing Section 6 of the Joint Resolution of Congress of August 1947, which authorized President Truman to enter into to limit the headquarters agreement. And even the international law experts have clearly identified that Section 6 does not give United States the absolute carte blanche kind of right to deny anyone. What it does, it says outside UN territory, which means the space in New York, anywhere else. By the way, U.S. cited that to limit Jafari, Dr. Jafari, Syrian representative of the United Nations, not to be allowed to get out of UN territory, United Nations section. So you are right in stating, and the foreign secretary, as the foreign office, the spokesperson for the foreign ministry in Tehran, in clearly indicating that United States is in clear violation of the Section 11 of the UN Headquarters Agreement.
Now, this raises the question of whether the U.S. can be trusted with the responsibility of hosting the headquarters of the United Nations, as it is not just Iran. There are reports of other U.N. delegates being subject to the U.S. Basically punishment, so to speak, where their assets have been frozen in the past as well. So where does it go on from here?
Well, this is a clear concern, but when we look at it historically, the number of times that U.S. has used this against Iran in particular since the Islamic Revolution, once early 1980s, Reagan used it to deny visa to Arafat. But in 1982, 83, 84, 85, 86, and 1988, United States has used this to bar and prohibit Iranian representatives from coming to United States and specifically to United Nations. The UN Legal Council, they have stated in a number of statements which went to unanimous resolution in the General Assembly. The only two opposed nations were U.S. and the Zionist state, that this is against international law. It raises that question that you just raised, that it really, U.S. becomes unsuitable for United Nations if U.S. government reserves the right to violate international law as it wishes, without a clear guideline or without anybody being able to say anything against United States.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was Professor Ibrahim Kazaruni with the University of Denver joining us via Skype from Denver. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.